Baruch Hashem, it's day number 10 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And today we have four mitzvahs. They're all prohibitions, and they all correspond to Hilchos Deos, the laws of having a good character and good interpersonal relationships. That's what we're studying in the three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. And we're actually finishing up those halachas today in the three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. Okay, so we have four mitzvahs. They're all prohibitions, all corresponding to Hilchos Deos. Here we go. The first mitzvah. Negative commandment 256, not to mistreat the widows and the orphans. They are vulnerable, so don't start up with them. And also, Hashem, he takes their side. So it's not going to be good for you if you mess with the widows and the orphans. And besides that, it's not allowed. You're not allowed to do it. Okay? That's negative commandment 256. Negative commandment 301, gossip. Gossip. Okay. So what if it's true? What if it's true? But it's not a lie. I'm not lying. It's true. It doesn't matter. Don't talk about it. You don't have to talk about it, even if it's true. Oh, what if it's not negative? Maybe it's just benign. Maybe it's just a neutral piece of information. Nevertheless, don't talk about it. Gossip means just don't talk about other people. And by the way, if you learn a lot of Torah, then you have what to talk about other than talking about people. So when you're learning Sefer Mitzvahs every day, you can talk about that. And then you'll find interesting conversations to have that don't involve gossip. Okay. And then we have two negative commandments that go together because they're actually from the same verse. Now, remember yesterday we had three mitzvahs that all came from the same verse, which was, if you remember, Leviticus 19:17, Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Zayin. Well, funny enough, we have two mitzvahs today that are also from one verse, and it's the very next verse. The very next verse in the Torah. So yesterday we had three mitzvahs from Leviticus 19:17. Today we have two mitzvahs that are both from Leviticus 19:18, from Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Ches. So the way it says it over there is Laisikaim v'laisitor, don't take revenge nor bear a grudge, es b'nei amecha, against the members of your people, v'yohavta l'riacha kamecha ani Hashem. You should rather love your fellow as yourself, I am the Lord. And love your fellow as yourself, that's a positive commandment that we had a couple days ago already. But let's talk about these two prohibitions. Leisikaim v'leisiter, don't take revenge or bear a grudge. What's the difference between those two? Because they're two separate mitzvahs. Negative commandment 304 is don't take revenge. Negative commandment 305 is don't bear a grudge. So the classic example that's given is a guy asks his neighbor to borrow a tool. He says, could I borrow your hammer, whatever it is? And the neighbor says, no, I'm not going to give it to you. Okay, so the next day, the neighbor comes over and says, could I borrow your tool? And the guy says, no, you didn't give me. When I wanted to borrow your tool, you said no to me. So on principle, I'm saying no to you. I'm just giving you back what you gave to me. I'm treating you the way you treated me. That is called revenge, and it's a prohibition. You're not allowed to do it. Okay. What is the other mitzvah, though, bearing a grudge? That's a little more subtle. A guy goes to his neighbor and says, could I borrow your tool? And he says, no, I'm not going to give it to you. The next day, the neighbor who refused to do the favor previously comes over and he says, could I borrow your tool? And the guy says to his neighbor, sure, by all means, I will lend you my tool. Not like you who didn't lend me your tool yesterday when I asked you. So it's a little more passive-aggressive, right? He lends him the tool, but he has to let him know, not like you who didn't lend me the tool. And that's called harboring a grudge, literally keeping it, holding on to the feeling in your heart. Let it go. Get over those resentments. Let them go. You know, resentment is a re-sentiment, a re-feeling. It's like, don't re-feel it. Feel it. You're human, fine. Now drop it. Drop it and move on. And that's the way to be. That's the Torah way to be. And not just because it's healthier. It is healthier, but it's actually a commandment. You're not allowed to bear the grudge. And if you're having trouble with actually keeping this mitzvah, so you have to learn a lot of Chassidus, where it explains to you how to reframe it and to understand it and to view the whole thing from a lens of Hashgacha Pratis and divine providence, and then you'll be able to move on and embrace it even. Okay, we are going to move into some new mitzvahs tomorrow. We have Hilchas Talmud Torah coming up, and we're going to have new mitzvahs, a new subject matter. Join us tomorrow.